When it comes to household chores or caring for kids and the elderly, have you ever heard the line, "Ikaw kasi yung babae eh"? Hello everyone, welcome back to Paano Ba 'To the Podcast. This is our final episode for Women's Month. And I wanted to address another important issue that isn't really talked about much. So this March, I asked you, what is your biggest frustration as a woman? And this particular issue kept popping up with your answers on my YouTube community tab and our private Facebook group. So let me read some comments. This is from Rihanna. Her biggest frustration is when women are expected to be great moms, super wives, and excellent career women all at the same time. From Kay, expecting only women to do house chores, laba, luto, linis. I am lucky to observe my dad sometimes take over some chores when he can. And from Rai, women doing all the household chores. Wala ka man lang substitute when you are tired from work, even if we have a career na inaalagaan din, kagaya ng guys from the family. When you ask them, the only explanation they would give is, kasi babae ka, you are expected to do that. So yeah, sobrang daming nakaka-relate dito. So we are going to talk about this, the invisible workload at home that usually falls on women, and more importantly, why men can and should share the load. This is a topic I've been wanting to discuss, and thank you God for serendipitously making my path cross with my guests for this episode. They are working parents, Rix and Carla Nabos. To give you a background, Rix and Carla are both managers working in PNG Philippines. So Rix works as an IT director and Carla is a regulatory affairs manager. They are both hands-on parents to their five-year-old son. And they actually just celebrated their 6th wedding anniversary, which they shared with me. Pero after the conversation ko na nalaman, and they said, this was such a nice way to commemorate their 6 years. So this is a long conversation, but I promise you, grabe yung insights ni Rix and ni Carla on this. On sharing the load at home between man and woman, husband and wife, male and female. And they were the ones who introduced me to the concept of the mental load. I'll say it again. The mental load, which was really a light bulb moment for me. So, eto na, let's get right to it. Hello and welcome to Paano Ba 'To, Rix and Carla Nabos.
Hello. Hi, Bianca.
Hello, thank you for saying yes. I know that you value family time so much, so thank you for saying yes on a weekend.
It's fine.
No-brainer, as I told you earlier, no-brainer to say yes to this.
Wow, thank you. Just as a background for everyone watching, I virtually met Rix and Carla recently at the Equality and Inclusion Summit of PNG. And the topic there was sharing the load at home, and in your case, sharing the load bilang mag-asawa. And when I was listening to you, I was like, this is a topic I've been really searching for someone to give advice on. And wala akong mahanap. Kasi it's a topic na hirap. You really have to walk the talk, kumbaga, to give advice on this. So when I heard your story, I was like, oh, that's amazing. So I guess where I'd like to start is, please share your story.
Yes. So I guess we both work in PNG, so we're both office workers. I think that's the norm naman in the Philippines right now. It's really, you know, both the wife and the husband going to work and sharing supposedly responsibilities at home. It's very close to my heart, this discussion, kasi I've always thought while growing up that, you know, I could either just have a good career or a good family life na parang there's no in between. you know, it's
an either or.
It's an either or, and one will sacrifice if you pursue one. One will have to be, I guess, you have to give up something versus, you know, having both a good career and a good family life. But fortunately for us, again, PNG kasi, they really encourage, you know, equality, giving equal opportunity to both women, men, all genders and identity. So, merong concept na na-introduce sa amin when we were just starting in our marriage, basically, share the load. So, it's like, to me, parang wow, sharing the load na pwede palang mag-share yung husband sa, let's see, household chores, ganyan. And, you know, I really appreciated that he's masipag naman siya na tumulong sa mga gawaing bahay. He grew up, you know, he loves his mother so much na pati paglalaba, talagang magaling siya. So parang so yes, diba?
So I hope my mom could watch this. No?
So what's the name of your mom?
It's Sol.
Hi, si Mommy Sol. Yeah, so talagang nakakatuwa rin kasi, I mean, I think I got lucky na magaling siya sa bahay in general. But, you know, as I went back to work, you know, breastfeeding, ganyan, lahat with a small baby, even if he was sharing the load, so to speak, pagod lang talaga. I mean, I'm drained. Mm. And you wanna elaborate on
that?
Yeah,
that's something na, as I've said, we've said during the summit, no, na that was the starting point also, that we thought we knew sharing the load, right? In fact, si Ariel nga, one of the brands ni PNG, mayroon pa siya talagang campaign and like ads talking about sharing the load. Now, we thought we were doing that, pero at some point, especially sabi nga niya nung bumalik siya sa work, we kind of realized na parang lagi pa rin siyang pagod, especially at night, talagang sobrang exhausted. And we were trying to figure it out na parang bakit ganun? Kasi I thought I was sharing the load. I'm doing my own share of responsibilities at home. Pero bakit parang ano? Parang wala akong natutulong. Kasi parang pagod na pagod pa rin siya. So, I think the breakthrough for us. Yeah.
So, I mean, one of those, you know, scroll ka lang on Twitter. You know, I found this cartoon, you know, about mental load. Na it really illustrated what is the load on women, really. And to your point earlier, there's an expectation on moms to be in charge of everything. Now, the mental load talaga is quite invisible, but you feel it, right?
Yeah. So that digital comic, so we found it on the net. So, hindi naman namin idea tong mental load na to.
It's not something that, you know,
it's just,
we invented.
Something that we actually saw on the net. So, there was this digital comic from theguardian.com that talks about mental load. So, ang sabi doon, mental load is when, so in a typical couple, right, one person becomes the manager, right? Most of the time, it's unknowingly. Sometimes it's knowingly, but someone just becomes like the project manager of the house, right? Mm-hmm. Now, make sure that everything gets done. And then, of course, the other partner becomes an executor, right? So, and sa amin, nangyari din yun, right? But hindi namin alam if it's unknowingly, but Carla became the basically the manager of the house.
I guess society dictates somehow. That's the expectation. Yung paano ako lumaki. You know, I should, you know, make sure everything's running smoothly.
Hmm. So ako naman, being the executor, right? I'm more than happy and willing to help out and do the tasks. But then, the comic really resonated with us kasi When I was trying to help Carla with the household chores, noon ko na realize na there was something weird with the way I'm helping her out, right? So parang yun nga, parang kailangan ba magpalit ng diapers? Sige, gagawin ko. Gisingin mo lang ako. Or kailangan na bang mag groceries? Sige, ako gagawa. Lista mo lang yung mga kailangan bilhin. Or do we need to pay the taxes already? Sure, I'll do it. Paki-prepare lang lahat ng mga documents na kailangan. So what the comic told us was that the project management alone or the planning and organizing all of these tasks, it's already like a full-time job. In fact, sa mga corporate or sa mga companies nga, yung project manager is one person talaga yun eh, sa isang project team. Now, kung si wife, siya na yung project manager, and then sa execution, hati pa rin si wife and si husband, or in our case, hati kami. So in simple math, mas marami siyang ginagawa talaga. It's more than half of it's more than half of the responsibilities. Kasi the planning, the organizing, siya na yung gumagawa. Tapos meron din siyang gagawin na execution. Ako, execution lang ako. So I think that basically explains mental load, no? Na mental load, put simply, is really about remembering. It's that barrage of ideas of trying to...
Checklists. So many checklists in your mind na talagang, okay, nabayaran na ba yung kuryente, ganyan, si Yaya, mag-leave, anong gagawin ko sa schedule, ganyan. So it's always running on your mind na kahit na tapos ka na, ganyan, you know, at night, parang, okay, I'm so tired. My mind is still running. Hindi ako makatulog. Yung ganong tiredness and exhaustion, it's really real. And
it's invisible.
It's invisible. Now, when we saw that cartoon, parang, yun pala yun. Wow. And him being a project manager in his profession, it was super easy now to communicate to him na, okay, I think this is how we can work through the load, basically. And ano na medyo ang attack namin talaga medyo how we do it at work. Okay, ito yung R&R's roles and responsibilities. Hati talaga. I think it helped that we work in the same company, so the language that we speak very common. So
but when we say hati, it's not again. Kasi before, parang in terms of the execution of the task, happy naman na talaga kami, no? Pero what changed after seeing that comic is really, when we say happy tayo, that means that all the tasks or all the responsibilities that I'd own, talaga kailangan end-to-end ako yung mag-own. Like ako yung mag-iisip, ako yung mag-organize. Dapat tipong... If I say this is mine, hindi na niya yun dapat isipin in the first place.
At ito na siya follow up na nagawa mo na ba, ganyan. I mean, we also end up vilifying ourselves na we're nagging all the time. Now, if we trust each other na we'll get the tasks done, you know, then it's easier for both. Hindi siya yung... And I think mas effective kayo as a team and... mas nakakatulong lang to, you know, get through things done. Yeah.
I love how you explained it. I remember during the summit, you showed the picture of a couple sa gabi, nanonood na ng TV. Yung husband, nag-relax na nanonood. Yung wife, katabi niya, pero may thought bubble na parang ang dami pang iniisip. And that's what you're saying. Yun yung invisible eh.
Yes.
I want to ask, so after you figured that out, how you felt change on the day-to-day? I guess, Carla.
For me, honestly, it was such a big adjustment also. Kasi andun yung mom guilt. Yung parang, perfect example, I was on a business trip. He was the one at home or, nagkasakit yung anak namin and I couldn't do anything about it. So doon pumasok yung okay, I have to let go of my mom guilt, trust that he will do what needs to be done. He can talk to the doctor by himself, although syempre but it was an adjustment for me to let go also eh. Kasi being the mom, parang gusto ko, parang perfect execution. I mean, I think you can relate also now. But whenever it relates to your child, I mean, you want the best or you want, what's basically makakabuti talaga dun sa bata. Now, with regards to, transitioning certain roles or tasks to him, it was an adjustment, but you know, kailangan lang talagang hiwala. And letting go of that expectation I put on myself that I can do it all. Kasi it's something that I realize I should be humble about, na I cannot do everything. I cannot be a superwoman na walang bibigay. I mean, yeah. I would personally get sick probably if I take everything on. And I think yun nga, in this pandemic, ang daming nadagdag lalo na load on parenting, on parents basically, na you know, now with school work, kailangan present ka when you know when your kid goes on online school, kailangan ayos yung mga kailangan niyang gawin for class. Aside from that, of course, our workload has increased quite significantly. So the stresses are there. So ako, I had to, as the mom, I had to accept that it's physically impossible to do it all. Although I admire the moms who can do it all. And it's hindi siya, you know, I don't want to take it against them that, you know, they're taking on so much. But I personally have accepted na hindi ko siya kayang gawin by myself. So it was really just believing that he can take on what needs to be taken on. And yeah, I think it got easier. I felt relief. Mas nakakanood na ako ng Netflix without much stuff running through my mind, basically.
I love that. You're right that it's also an adjustment to let go. Kasi as women, maybe parang we like things, I guess, our way as much as we.
We have how we do things, eh.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
I want to ask you, Rick. So you took on technically more load, diba? Yeah. Parang if you look at like you had a flow chart, you had a chart in your presentation. Yeah. Was it that much harder?
I wouldn't say it's much harder. It's more like again, there was a certain adjustment lang naman that I've had to go through. Kasi dati, yun nga, dati I'm really just down on the execution. Now I realize that I also have to think really like end to end. Hindi ko na dapat i-assess sa kanya yung planning and organizing. So yung isa yung pinakamalaking adjustment. And I think the concept of the mental load when we got to realize this, it was somehow like a validation in a way that yung mga ginagawa ko naman pala before, like helping her out with the stuff at home, it is sharing the load still, but there's more to it, right? Our wives or the women in our home need more help, and especially on carrying the mental load. So yung kanina nga yung sinabi niya yung example ng business trip, it was also when she shared that, when we talked about that, it was also enlightening to me in a way na, oh nga no, bakit ganun na, hindi ko alam kung ako lang ba yun, or probably I can speak on behalf of a lot of guys na pag kami nagbi-business trip, naka-detach kami for some reason. I don't know if it's like a cultural thing or a psychological thing na talagang pag lumipad kami, talagang we can focus on the work, and kahit hindi ko siya tipong sabihan, alam ko na parang by default, alam ko na she will take care of the household and the family. Whereas, pag siya yung umaalis, parang minsan nasa airport, palang so, tawag na siya. Pagka-landia sa connecting airport, tatawag siya ulit. Tapos pagdating niya, parang ano, di ba, hindi mo maalis sa kanya na ano, na laging nag-aalala na. Noong una, parang yun din yung adjustment namin na parang, di ba sabi ko ako na to? Don't worry, kaya ako na to. Akong bahala.
Type so. A.
But yeah, I guess, kasi I'm thinking, the way you explain it, it makes so much sense. Kumbaga, right? I felt this the first time I heard you say it, and now, as you explain it, it's like, it's how it should be. But I guess growing up nga, we have these unconscious biases, mm-hmm. the way mm-hmm. it has been culturally. But I guess I wanted to ask you, Rix, from the load before versus taking on even the mental load,
Was it that much harder? Or once you adjusted, kayang-kaya naman?
Once you adjusted, kaya naman. In fact, minsan napapaisip na rin ako maski yung mga task na siya yung na scope niya. Minsan pati yun, gusto ko nang isipin. Kasi once you get the hang of it, mas madali na. Mas ano siya eh. I would probably think of it similar to when you learned how to ride a bike. Na parang when you learn how to ride a bike, you cannot go back to a time na you don't know how to ride the bike, diba? So I think it's the same thing. Once you become aware of the concept of the mental load and you practice it, parang mahirap na rin bumalik to a time na execution ka lang talaga. Parang lagi mo na rin siyang iisipin.
And I think, ito I haven't talked to him about this, but what I see, kasi right now, mas siya yung tutok sa school than me. So, yun yung mga major adjustments. Naku, hindi ako yung umaasikaso sa school. Kasi sobrang, in terms of the schedule, hindi talaga kaya. So, siya na yon. What I see in him, he has this sense of fulfillment. It's visible to me. Eh. He doesn't articulate, he hasn't articulated it. So, yes. but, I think nakikita ko yun na as a father, he has that sense of fulfillment. Na it's a special bond between him and his kid na only this situation could provide that opportunity for. So that's, I think, one thing that maybe made it easier for him to take on more.
Ganda!
Dati hindi ko naisip yung sarili ko rin. Ako yung nakikipag-usap sa mga teachers.
Kasi by default,
kailangan.
It was me, diba? Mm-hmm. Parang, but now, yun na nga, hindi kailangan na ano eh, tag team talaga eh. So, may time na siya yung umattend ng PTC. And I'm like, oh no, hindi ako naka-attend. Pero siya yung umattend. And very proud siya mag-report sa akin afterwards na oh, ito yung sinabi ni teacher, ganyan.
Pero, I think, on top of the sense of fulfillment for myself, it's also something na I'm happy about because I think I'm realizing I'm on my way to realizing a goal, and this is something I shared during the Equality and Inclusion Summit, Bianca. No, na I said na when I realized the concept of the mental load and sharing the load, it became more personal to me. When I realized that hey, I have a 5-year-old son who sees how we operate as a couple, and ano yun eh, parang tatatak yun sa kanya. Probably not consciously, pero maalala niya how we run the household before. And I want to normalize it for him. I want him to grow up understanding that there are no male or female responsibilities at home. I want him to grow up that to become a man. When the time comes that he has to get married, I'm confident that he's someone who can also share the load. And that that concept of mental load and share the load is something that probably our generation has helped shape for their own generation and for future generations to come.
I love that. I'm so inspired by that because, diba, when the online school setup started, nag-viral yung mga DepEd worksheets about what is female. Like chores or jobs versus male. And I guess nga, we grew up ganun kasi. So you're right in that in raising our kids, if they see that mommy and daddy share the load and are equal, yun para sa kanila yung normal. And that's what they will bring growing up. I love that.
Yes, kasi we cannot change the world now, maybe, but maybe in the future generation. It's gradual naman talaga. So at least from our point of view, if we could raise our son to see that, you know, there's no male female task, it's okay, and as long as you're really contributing to your family, to the society, I mean, that's the best that you know we can do.
And I think ano rin siya, when we said that we want to normalize that kind of thinking, it's also not to vilify naman the generations that came before us, no? Kasi in their time, the norm was more like it's the dad who really works, right? Mm-hmm. So mom is the one at home. So talaga ano naman? It's right and fair na si mommy yung mas maayang ginagawa sa bahay kasi si daddy naman talaga yung nagtatrabaho. But nowadays, especially us here in the Philippines, mas nagiging norm na both parents are working, right? So ang napansin lang namin was that now that changed, hindi nagbago yung approach on the load na parang kahit pareho na tayo nagtatrabaho, si mom or si wife pa rin yung by default na parang siya yung tagasalo ng anything about the household. And yun yung na-realize talaga namin on why yung mga wives or mga moms or siya, first hand ko nakita, is talagang mas pagod. And it's because of that. So I think when us husbands do more, then we're really personifying what we're talking about when you say equality, right?
Yeah, I agree 100%. And thank you for pointing that out, na iba nga dati versus now na almost everyone I know, two parents are working talaga. Just to touch on the more practical side, practical tip. So when you found out about this mental load, how did you go about assigning who would do what?
It's an ongoing discussion eh. Parang also depends on ano yung nangyayari currently sa career niya, sa career ko. So I think we have a set of principles na of course we need to ensure maayos kami sa trabaho kasi that brings the food to the table, you know. We take care of our careers and the only way we can do that is by sasalo kami kung kailan kami kailangan sumalo. So like just recently, yun nga, with the pandemic, with the additional load, para talaga ano, meeting. Ito, I think ito yung mga pwede mong matake on. Kasi I'm expecting in the next three to six months, medyo marami akong gantong meetings. And then siya, sasabihin niya ako, marami akong night calls now that my role has changed. So we always try to find ways to adjust. And hindi naman kami nagkukwentahan sino yung mas maraming number of gagawin eh. Ako, it was really a huge adjustment nung lalo na this pandemic, yung ma-let go ko the schooling. I felt the mom guilt really na bakit hindi ko siya maasikaso. Pero I had to reflect talaga na okay, kailangan kong humingi ng tulong. And I think in a marriage, in order for, you know, things to work and walang resentment, kailangan mo talaga i-verbalize na, okay, hindi ko talaga kaya. I need help. So, yun yung laging nagsistart na mga discussions. Okay, paano natin ayusin ulit yung split ng tasks and ng roles and responsibilities?
And I think yung mom guilt nang gagaling nga rin dun sa come from state natin kasi na parang as the mom, kailangan ko yung nag-iisip ng lahat. So pag may something na sa bahay na parang hindi ikaw yung gumagawa and si husband yung gumagawa, I think you feel na parang parang may pagkukulang ka as a mom or as a wife. Well, in fact, well, I mean talaga, it's just really like you and your husband being a team and you know, working and contributing.
So, saka practical na lang talaga tayo dapat, diba?
Yeah, such an important reminder. I guess it's something na we're hardwired to think as women na parang dapat lahat. But like you said earlier, Carla, parang imposible. May bibigay talaga. I can imagine that people who are listening to this or watching this are like, looking at you two and thinking, sana all.
Well, hindi kami perfect, ah. I mean, we're no near perfect, but
a lot of the sharing the low discussions namin, ano, it wasn't easy discussions.
Pero yun na nga, parang I guess nakatulong talaga na eh. We understood the concept, project manager siya. And you know, he was really willing to listen. at the end of the day, yun naman yung important, parang how to communicate. Ako naman, very, mamadaldala ako ganyan. So at least nakikinig naman siya.
But I'm glad that you are sharing this message to so many more women and men because it is super important. And I guess I'd like to end this by asking you what you'd tell Rihanna and Kay and Rai who have felt like people around them expect it of them kasi babae sila.
Mm-mm. So I think yun na nga, 2021 na, I think we should acknowledge that there are no male-female tasks. We are in this together. We are in a family. There should be no, this is for daddy only, this is for mommy only na gawain. And I think we should realize na hindi naman ikakukulang ng tao yung mag-take on ng tasks na hindi angkop dun sa male or sa female. And then, you know, just communicate maybe. Try to siguro operationalize how you can make things easier for the both of you. And siguro mag-agree na lang na within the couple na your goal is really to have a happy, healthy home. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with the finances, making sure that everyone is healthy and happy, yun lang talaga yung goal nyo. And then everything else should follow.
And I think one key point lang din, Bianca, is that there's no one formula to sharing the load. So for us, that's what worked for us, no? But probably there would still be some couples wherein the mom or the wife said, na hindi, gusto ko talaga na ako yung may control sa bahay. I want my husband to do just this and this. Wala mang problema dun, no? If that's the thing that works for you, then well and good. But this, at least for us, this is more probably something that a lot of couples who work, who both work, probably experience but never really articulated what's really happening, because we were in that boat probably a couple of years back. Mm-hmm. And little did we know that like a digital comic would transform how we would operate
that concept of mental load. Mm-hmm. Once we learned about that, talagang okay.
and probably the last thing that we can tell the ladies, right, and not just them, probably all the couples who are listening, I think it's high time that sharing the load or sharing the mental load also is something that we should discuss a lot within ourselves, within couples, within our friends. Kasi it's up to us how to shape the future generations, right? On how what are the things that we would like to normalize. And I think nakita naman natin yan with a lot of other things that are going on in outside na. Dati, there were a lot of things that were considered like taboo or hindi pinag-uusapan. But now we were able to normalize it kasi it was brought to the table and people had more open discussions about it. So I think yun yung isang ano, pwede rin natin gawin so that we could normalize it to more people and more couples.
Thank you. Thank you for introducing this concept to me. For me, it is really life-changing, and I hope and I actually am sure that a lot of women or couples or men listening to this are also like have this light bulb moment. So thank you so much, Rix and Carla. I super super appreciate it. And
thank you to Rihanna,
Kay and Rai, I'm sure that helped. Thank you again.
Alright.
Thank you once again, Rix and Carla Namos. And thank you, yes, you, the one listening to this, thank you for joining me this entire Women's Month. I'm so happy with how this month turned out. And in case you haven't listened to our past episodes for March in celebration of Women's Month, it's all women's issues. I had Angel Loxin on the issue of strong and opinionated women being less likable. I had Isa Calzado on women staying in toxic relationships. I had my friends Lynn, Anna, and Shelly talk about the pressure on women to meet these timelines in life. I had Pia Wurtz back on being pit against other women and comparing herself to other women. And there are other solo and throwback episodes. So yes, please do scroll through my past episodes and listen to the themes, to the topics that you feel resonate with you. And I would love to know what you think. Please do send me a DM at I Am Super Bianca on social media. Or you can also join our private Facebook group, the Paano Ba To Kumustahan group. I would love to hear which episodes you like, your favorite takeaways, and so on. Anything you want to share. And for April, we will be having conversations about the different facets of pandemic anxiety. It's been a year into this global pandemic, and I know it has been very tough on all of us on different levels, of course, some more than others. So I would really like to do my little part in helping each other cope with all of this. So I hope you can join me then. But for now, everyone, please, please stay safe and take extra care. And I'll catch you next time. Paano Ba To, the podcast is powered by Globe Studios. Listen to the podcast for free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.